I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, as the seasons change, nighttime temperatures are dropping and a lot of folks are reaching for the thermostat to turn the heat up a little bit. Artificial heat can make the indoor air very dry and may create a static electricity problem, especially as the weather gets colder. You stroke your pet and the hairs of its fur cling to your hand. When the air gets really dry, sparks can fly, literally creating an electric discharge that both you and your pet can feel. One way to combat the static electricity problem is to use a humidifier to add moisture back to the air, especially in carpeted rooms where static electricity seems to be worse. A small tabletop humidifier can take care of a moderate-sized room. For larger areas, you may want to consider a console humidifier that sits on the floor. You may also want to use a moisturizer on your pet's coat, such as a spray or a wipe made especially for pets that won't have chemicals which may harm their skin. Apply it lightly over your pet's fur and then brush it through. The moisturizer will help protect the coat during grooming. Brushing your pet's coat without the moisturizer could increase the static electricity and even damage the hair. Use the brush with soft bristles. If you can find an ionic brush with bristles coated to prevent static, that's even better. And brushing will help stimulate the natural oils in your pet's coat, which also will help to counteract the dryness. You may reduce static electricity in your home by spraying the fabric on your sofas and chairs with an anti-cling fabric spray product. I've seen one suggestion to use fabric softener sheets. But keep in mind that such products may contain chemicals which could be toxic to your pet or irritate its sensitive skin. If it appears your pet experiences an allergic reaction, discontinue using the product and consult your veterinarian. Moisturizing and humidifying may help both you and your four-footed friend be more comfortable and lovable in the dryness of artificial heat this fall and winter when you're speaking of pets.